Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Thursday, September 30th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. State law requires employers to give their workers only 3 days of paid sick leave a year. But during the pandemic, California required 2 weeks of paid sick leave for reasons related to COVID-19. Well, tomorrow, that goes away. KPCC business and economy reporter David Wagner says lots of Californians relied on that extra paid sick leave benefit.
So I talked to one LA childcare worker who took a few weeks off after getting a breakthrough infection. She said she knew she couldn't go to work because she could infect other staffers or the kids, and she was glad to not have to worry about losing her income. She said she could focus on getting better and not on how she'd pay her rent or buy groceries.
KPCC's David Wagner, he says employers lobbied successfully to end the extra paid sick leave benefit. They say it's not needed with COVID-19 vaccines widely available. But workers' rights groups and public health officials say ending it poses a public health hazard to working-class Black and Latino Californians. They also say it hikes their risk of eviction. There's another end that we all hope is coming soon, an end of the pandemic. There are computer models that forecast a big drop in new COVID-19 infections and maybe an end to that pandemic by the middle of March. So, a question now to Dr. Arthur Reingold, the division head of epidemiology at UC Berkeley. Can we trust those computer models?
There's an old saying, all models are wrong, some models are useful.
Dr. Reingold says computer models that forecast what's ahead in the pandemic rely on certain assumptions, like more people getting vaccinated. And he says there are other assumptions, too.
They include whether a new variant might arise. They include the effect of season and winter and what effect that will have. But I think if you're talking about here in California, in Southern California, I'm cautiously optimistic, yes.
Dr. Arthur Reingold, the division head of epidemiology at UC Berkeley. He's one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. A San Diego judge today sentenced a 22-year-old former nursing student to life in prison without parole for the deadly 2019 shooting at a Poway synagogue. The attack on the last day of Passover left one worshiper dead. Three others were wounded, including an 8-year-old girl. That gunman, John Ernest, called a 911 dispatcher minutes after the shooting to say he was defending our nation against Jewish people. Well, he pleaded guilty to avoid the death penalty, and during today's sentencing, he asked if he could speak in court. San Diego Superior Court Judge Peter Detta turned him down, saying he didn't want his courtroom to become a political forum for white supremacist views. Another of LA's tiny home villages is getting ready to open next month in Eagle Rock. It's going to feature a cluster of 100 or so small buildings, each one 64 square feet, 2 beds, small desk, electricity, air conditioning, and heat. It's a place to stay for Angelenos who have no place to stay except on the street. The tiny home village will have showers and restrooms, plus washers and dryers on site. And, says LA City Councilman Kevin De Leon, security.
It's a lot better than being exposed, being vulnerable, being out there for folks to prey on you. And it's working. The vast majority of individuals who are offered housing take it.
Tiny home villages are popping up in neighborhoods all over LA. Another one will open soon in Highland Park. They are temporary. The idea is to house people now and help them find a permanent place to stay later on. The long-awaited Academy Museum of Motion Pictures is finally open to fans of everything on the silver screen, which basically means all of us. And there's something for all of us at the museum inside a former May Company store at Wilshire and Fairfax. They've got Dorothy's ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz, the Mount Rushmore backdrop from North by Northwest, Bruce the mechanical shark from Jaws, he's hanging from the ceiling, and lots more.
I just want to hear people have these moments of epiphany and discovery. I want to hear over and over again, I never knew that.
That's Jacqueline Stewart, the museum's chief artistic and programming officer. She's also a film historian and one of the hosts on Turner Classic Movies. She will program many of the films featured at the Academy Museum, and there'll be a lot of them. Museum tickets, $25 for adults, discounts for seniors and students. You'll need to make reservations online at academymuseum.org. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.